You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. It's February. Have you abandoned your New Year's resolution yet? What if your goal is friendship? How do you make that connection? Here on the show, we've read all sorts of advice on making adult friends. And one tip rang true: find what interests you, then find a club with people who share those interests. Producer Selena Reeder went in search of a club for people who love pinball.
It's Thursday night, and there's a mechanic, percussive energy at Arcade Legacy. The room is wall-to-wall pinball machines, Pulp Fiction, Star Wars, Stranger Things. And tonight's competitors are warming up their trigger fingers.
We'll get started here in about 1 minute. Make sure you're on the list.
This is a throwdown, a qualifying round.
You are speaking to Jay Denham, the number 3 Ohio woman pinball player. The Thursday throwdowns, which is open to everyone, we rotate it on a monthly basis. So 1 month we'll do 7 rounds of qualifying, and the very top players then go on to the finals. A lot of these top players came down here to play and to get into that competitive mindset. So, but I think it's a lot of competition, specifically tonight, to get ready for states.
I'm here to satisfy my curiosity. Could pinball be a community for me? I used to play a bit in third grade in the basement den of this house my dad was working on. The family had 2 pinball machines decorated with buxom damsels and gnarly demons. It kept me occupied while my dad worked, and I avoided homework. But I was just a kid messing around. What's the real strategy to becoming a top competitor? I get Jesse Baker, owner of Arcade Legacy, to walk me through it.
So at the beginning of every pinball machine, just about every pinball machine, there's some kind of skill shot. On this game, you see all the shots are lit, and whatever one you hit gives you points, and it gives you some kind of perk. So there is a strategy to that if you know what you're doing.
Everyone here tonight told me to talk to Jesse Baker. In this community, he's revered for making Cincinnati a pinball mecca, a place the top-ranked players travel to compete.
So if I shoot it up the center a bunch of times, I'm gonna start a multi-ball. There we go. Multi-ball started. And then you get jackpots. Usually you hit enough shots and then it lights a super jackpot.
Could I ever achieve Jesse's level of dexterity?
Most people are not super competitive out for blood to play. It's just for fun, you know? Most people. You do get a couple that are really, really intense about it, but most of us are just here to hang out and have a good time, and we're like all friends.
It's friendly and supportive. Clubs form.
I'm Jesse Morton, and I'm with the Queen City Sea Witches.
And friendly rivalries spark up.
We call it the middle finger flippers.
So after I started the Sea Witches, my guy friends all got jealous that they didn't have a club. Then they started their own clubs, which they now refer to as gangs.
My name is Turn-On Lewis, and I'm a part of the middle finger flippers, 100%.
You're not using your middle finger, though. You're using your pointer finger. Is there any wisdom to using your middle finger on the flippers?
Sometimes. Believe it or not.
Then I spot an old friend in a pink mechanics jacket with a Zedmore patch and matching pink fanny pack. Stuart Neischwanger is philosophical about this game with the little metal balls.
We're our own harshest critics out here, and a big stumbling block is just getting over the idea that you're good enough to play. I've had opportunity to play with some of the best players in the world, and you beat them now and again. And similarly, you're beat by, you know, some novices. So, like, anything can happen, and you won't know unless you show up and you try.
Who are some of the best players in the world?
Well, one of them's here tonight, Gregory Kennedy. Got a top 10 player with the green hat.
With the green hat?
Yep.
Players are hopping on and off of these machines late into the night. And then there he is, the kid in the green cap, waiting for his next play, standing beside a woman.
I'm Gregory Kennedy. I'm ranked 11th in the world. And I don't know, I just like to travel to play pinball. That's really it.
I'm Addie Stevens. I'm like 12,000 something. I'm Gregory Kennedy's girlfriend. And I love pinball. Okay.
I'm from Columbus. So I came down here with my girlfriend and my mom just to play. So I've been to Austria, Australia, Canada to play pinball.
Now, did the two of you meet playing pinball, or did you fall in love and then the pinball came second? What was the sequence of events here between pinball and the relationship?
I don't know if she played pinball before me,
no,
but
I never have touched a pinball machine before I met him.
Yeah, so we met probably about, what, 8 months ago.
Do you really like pinball, or are you just humoring him?
No, I actually do. At first I was like, I don't know, because I was pretty bad. But then I'm getting better, so still not great. But I'm getting there, and I'm really enjoying it. It's just like a fun, cheap thing to do. And, you know, we can go to tournaments, just meet new people. I think it's really fun.
It's definitely been something that, like, I was kind of scared to introduce, because, like, it's something I do, like, I'd say pretty seriously. You know, I'm not, like, pushing her on it right away. But I think she's really taken to it, you know, just because with pinball, there's so many levels that you can play at. It does look like I'm up, though, so I'm sorry.
And before I can ask them more questions, their number is up, and they're off to launch the ball on another game. I came to scope out this tournament and find out if pinball could be the right kind of club for me. Everyone I met talked about the friendships, the fun of it, and how even with the rankings and the competition, no one takes themselves too seriously. While I can see everyone is heavily invested in refining their skills, I've found that the biggest investment is the connections you make. Who knows, perhaps even a true love connection.
Joining me in this recorded interview to discuss the power of pinball are Queen City Sea Witches founder Jesse Morton and competitive pinball player and streamer Justin Masterson. Welcome, Jesse and Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
It's so fun to have you here. So Selena, our producer, she set out to learn about the pinball community in Cincinnati, and it's big. How did it get started and get so big?
The pinball community in Cincinnati has been pretty rich for a long time, and what's really fueled it in the last few years is competitive pinball, that we've seen leagues getting bigger and bigger, and places like Arcade Legacy that we heard in the feature getting bigger and bigger, holding more and more competitions, and it just draws people in. And I think once people play one time, they just get hooked.
Well, talk a little bit more about the role of Jesse Baker in Arcade Legacy. I mean, how big a deal has that been in really renewing this interest in pinball locally?
Yeah, it's been huge. I mean, we're lucky enough here in Cincinnati to have a number of really great venues to play pinball in. But Jesse's Arcade Legacy, has like 75 machines and has competitions every week, plus additional competitions once a month, plus another additional competition up at the Pinball Garage once a month. So it has been instrumental in growing the hobby in Cincinnati.
Jesse, how much of your time are you spending there?
Entirely way too much, and all my quarters.
Hope you don't need them for laundry. Tonight
is date night, and we always go out to dinner right after work and then go straight to pinball. Okay. I was there last night at the tournament. I'm sure I'll be there again this weekend at some point.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Well, Justin, what role does Cincinnati play in the whole pinball origin story?
Yeah, so Cincinnati, and a lot of folks don't know this, is the birthplace of pinball. And it was back in 1871 that an English immigrant named Montague Redgrave, he was an inventor, a toy maker. He was in Cincinnati for a handful of years, and he filed a patent called Improvements in Bagatelle. That was a tabletop sort of pool-like game. And he thought, well, what if you could play Bagatelle by yourself? What if you could just add a spring and a plunger and incline the table a little bit so that you can plunge at the holes instead of having to take a stick out and play on a table? And this became the foundation of modern pinball, filed right here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know we were the pinball birthplace.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. So you both play pinball. Jesse, when did you start? Do you remember the first machine you ever played on?
I know it was when Arcade Legacy was still in Forest Fair Mall. And it was actually 2020, January of 2020, New Year's Day. And nothing was open because it was New Year's Day. And we're like, oh, this arcade's open. Let's go check that out. And we've been playing pinball ever since. First game, I don't know. I think it was, might have been AC/DC, which is not my favorite game. That's not my favorite game.
Got to start somewhere.
But I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was enough to get me hooked.
There you go. What about you, Justin?
Yeah, I was growing up in Madeira. I had a friend three doors down whose dad bought a pinball machine for their house. It was a 1984 Space Shuttle was the name of the machine. And I was hooked. And I used to find every excuse I could to go over there and play pinball. And I remember my friend would want to go outside and do normal outdoor things. And I was like, I can't wait till it rains so that we can go inside and play Space Shuttle.
Wow. So for you, Jesse, did you love it right away?
Yeah. So I come from a long line of gamers. Grandma had every Atari game known to man in her basement.
Wow, cool grandma.
Yeah. She was a cool grandma. And my mom, you get home from school, she's playing Zelda. You know, like all of us love playing games. So it was just natural. You put me in front of a pinball machine, which I had never done prior to that. I don't think I'd ever played a pinball machine before that day.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, it's another game. I love games. I'll play any game. But yeah, totally addicted. Totally addicted.
Well, we're talking in this recorded interview about pinball and how it can help people form friendships and connections. So, Jesse, what's the allure of pinball for you? What makes you love it so much?
I mean, me personally, along with just loving games, any kind of game, pinball has been such an easy way to meet so many people. And for somehow they all just seem to kind of be on the same wavelength, you know? It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. But literally the amount of friendships that I have just in the last 3 years is when I started solidly playing tournaments. I played casually up until before that.
Yeah. Well, the world did shut down shortly after your first.
Surely did. Yeah. And that was our one place that we would go because I was like, I think we'll be all right. We can stay separate. That was our one place we would go during COVID. Even in the last like 3 years, I had a good core friend group, but I literally have hundreds of friends like all over. Queen City Sea Witches has been amazing. I can't even explain how it exploded the way that it did. It's huge. As I think one of the largest women's groups in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I know our Mega Match Play is the 15th most lucrative ladies tournament in the world.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
But it's been very successful and just tons of friends. The amount of networking you can do. I mean, there's somebody there that knows something about any question you have, any problem you have, and just awesome ladies. We travel around and all bunk up and just created a lot of relationships, a lot of friendships. I wouldn't trade it.
Justin, what do you love so much about pinball?
I think the initial attraction for me was I tend to have a very short attention span. And the initial attraction for me was that it required 100% of your attention and it needed to reset every second, right? Because it never goes the way you think it's going to. Any given moment is a surprise. And so it sort of forced this sort of super focus that I just absolutely got addicted to. Over time, though, as Jesse said, it became about the people. I love playing pinball. I love talking pinball, fixing pinball machines. But in the end, the greatest thing I've gotten out of it are these friendships. With now my phone is just full of friends that I wouldn't have known otherwise.
Oh.
And that we hang out and do things that are not pinball. You know what I mean? So that now is what's keeping me week by week so invested.
So for both of you, for anybody who doesn't love pinball, who isn't hooked the way you are, how would you try to kind of sell somebody on pinball? Like, give it a try. What would your pitch be?
Oh, God. I don't know. I have tried. I just try to get them. Okay, I got my mom into it.
Really?
Yeah, my mom's, she's actually pretty good. I could get her to take her purse off that has four rolls of quarters in it, she'd probably do a little better. But
do they have a Zelda pinball machine for her?
No, but she'd be all over that.
We
that
need up. A
Zelda she really machine. Likes Medieval Madness. That's my mom's jam. It's hard. I mean, you gotta like it. You gotta want to do it. You know, you gotta kind of have that personality and like playing games and stuff. But I've gotten a few to come like once or twice, and then they're just like, well, you know, and that's fine. That's fine.
For most folks, yeah, they either get hooked immediately or it's just not for them, right? Like if you play three games of pinball and you're not hooked, maybe it's not your hobby, but boy, for the folks that get hooked, they get hooked for life.
Oh, yeah.
And I always tell folks, like, I think a lot of people think that pinball is random. I think it feels random when you haven't played a lot of pinball, but it really is strategic, and there are skills, and you can get better, mm-hmm. and you can learn rules that can help you do better, but you can also just learn basic flipper skills, and you can do things intentionally. And I think once folks get over the hurdle of it feels totally random to I actually can practice and get better, that's when it really sets in.
See, this is really good information because I personally am a terrible pinball player. And it always did feel random. I didn't know how to smack it, what to do, what was going to happen. I'm much better at the trash talking. I don't know if there's a lot of trash talking in pinball. I'm a good trash talker. I have nothing to back it up with because I have no skills. So it all falls apart as soon as I am like on the machine showing how bad I am. How good do you have to be to really be part of this community and fit
in?
You
don't have to be good at all.
Yeah.
You really don't. All skill levels. You could be the best player, Gregory Kennedy. You could walk in and have the worst day of his life playing. A player that is brand new could come in and just wipe the floor with us all.
We've seen it.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. Sometimes that brain is just firing just right, and some days it's not. But yeah, you're not required to have any kind of skill level, you know? You can just come in and have a good time. Just, and hang out.
Just have to have those quarters, mm-hmm. huh?
Just have them quarters.
Just bring your quarters. Yeah. Well, I always tell folks, like I do a lot of pinball streaming and create pinball media and talk rules and strategies a lot. So people assume because I have a lot of airtime that I'm a good pinball player. I'm a very mediocre pinball player, but nobody's asking me to be great. They just ask me to love it. And I do.
Well, tell me about that streaming. Selena had told me that this is live streamed on Twitch. Mm-hmm. When she went out and talked to folks, she talked with two commentators, Tyler McClellan and Sean Kenter. Mm-hmm. In the simplest terms, Justin, what is pinball live streaming?
Yeah, so think of it like if you were watching any sport that has commentators where they would have a telestrator, they would draw, you know, maybe if you're watching Monday Night Football, they'll draw, we think the play is going to do this, or this is the strategy that you would use. It's the exact same, except the camera is looking down on a pinball play field, and another camera is focused on the player, so you can see the player's reactions, and another camera is focused on the score, so you can see all four players at the same time. And we, as streamers and commentators, are watching the action and saying, look, we think this is going to be her strategy here. We think we know the strength of this player. This is her world ranking. She's going up against this other player who's newer. Let's see how they tackle it. So it really is a play-by-play live, both explanation and reaction to what's happening.
How many people tune into that?
It depends on the night. I've seen, we'll typically have on a Thursday night tournament at Arcade Legacy, we'll have, 70 to 100 people. But when I've jumped on stream before and seen 10,000 people watching when it was front page on Twitch.
Wow.
And I think Jack Danger was streaming, who streams out of Chicago. And I love that. I love to see people watching competitive pinball.
Yeah. Does that get distracting? Have you ever had all those cameras pointed at you, Jesse, when you're playing?
I had to get used to it. And you'll hear people when the streams come, because it's a big rig that they roll around different machines. And before the round starts, you'll see the rig coming. You're like, oh, no, please not me. Please not me. But then there's other people that love it. Like, they live for that. They're ready to be on stream the whole time. Yeah, you have to get over your nerves of it because it's showing everything. Everything, every mess up, but it's also showing every time you do something really good. Yeah. And you can go back and look, you know. So I like the stream.
So, Jesse, talk about pinball rankings and tournaments. How does all that work?
So when you play in a tournament, the points are made, like you get points depending on how many people are playing, what all of their rankings are. And I could not ever tell you the math of that magical math equation.
Very complicated.
Very complicated. So anyway, you play a tournament, you have everybody places, you know, first through last, and you get points depending on where you landed in that list. Obviously, player one or first place is going to get a lot of points. All of those points add up over the year, and then they figure out in the state where you land in the rankings of the state. And if you make it in, I think, in the open, it's 24, top 24 in the state. Mm,
in the open? I was going to say 16, maybe 24.
Maybe 16 is right. And women's is 16. Mm-hmm. Then you go to play the state championship. And then whoever wins that goes on to nationals.
And whoever wins nationals goes to worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where all the points come in. And the better you do and the better you get, the higher your ranking gets.
What's your ranking?
I don't even know. You know, I don't care.
You don't check it every morning?
No. Do you check yours, Justin?
I check mine all the time.
Some really? People really, yeah. really care. That's just not me.
I'm
you know.
1387 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
In well, now I want to know in what I am.
In the world.
Wow. That seems high. 1,387?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the world. That seems, the world has a lot of people.
Yeah. It's high-ish. But the problem is in Cincinnati, we have so many amazing pinball players that even if you're 1,300th in the world, you still feel like a small fish because we have so many great players here.
I don't know, Justin. I think if I were that number, I'd have a big old t-shirt with that number on the front and the back. I'd have a hat with those numbers sticking off the top. Yeah, I mean, I'd feel like a pretty big fish.
It does make for a good intro in like corporate settings when they're like, tell us one thing about yourself. I'm the 1,300th best pinball player in the world.
Yeah, I mean, what's the comeback there?
Right, right. Yeah. And there are 67,000 people in the world pinball ranking, 67,000 active players, which every year goes up by 10, 15%. Even though some people go inactive, that's how many more people are joining competitive pinball nowadays. It really is a renaissance of competitive pinball.
So we heard in Selena's feature, we heard that Gregory Kennedy say he was 11th in the world. And we heard his girlfriend say, I'm 12,000 something.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was making that up, but that's like a real thing.
That's
like
a real
she
thing.
She could be 12,000 something ranked in the world.
Yeah, somebody somewhere is number 67,000 in the world.
That'd be me. If I were in the rankings, I'd be like even lower somehow. Yeah, yeah. Jesse, do you feel like pinball's made you more social? I mean, you said it's a little nerve-wracking when that rig comes around with the Twitch cameras.
Yeah, so I'm a closet introvert, but nobody would actually know that. But yeah, definitely my job is with people, so I have to do that every day. But this way I get to do it for funsies and I don't have to be on my best corporate behavior. You know what I mean? But I think it definitely has helped socially. I think it also helps with, I don't know, just nerves, period. Mm-hmm. I feel like my nerves are calmer from skills that I picked up just from pinball, like getting used to having a stream in my face mm-hmm. and being okay with having a terrible game and like just letting it go, you know? Yeah, definitely.
What do you think, Justin? You might not be a closet introvert. That might not be your thing, but do you think it's made you more social?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely an extrovert, but I have gotten to meet such a wide variety of people through pinball that I never would have gotten to meet otherwise. Pinball is one of the most accepting hobbies/sports that I've ever been a part of. I mean, we've got people of all different backgrounds and people of all different skill levels, physical abilities. So I get to meet people that I would never have met who have life experiences I have never had every week. And that is such a treasure for me.
Well, this has been so much fun. I've been talking with Queen City Sea Witches founder, Jesse Morton, and competitive pinball player and streamer, Justin Masterson. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WBXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. I'm Lucy May. Thanks for listening. We'll take you to the pinball boogie. Oh, the pinball boogie. Yes, the pinball boogie. You rattle it and shake it till it gets in the hole. You shake it, rattle it, shake it, rattle it, shake it till it gets in the hole.